We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Joined now by one of our Alabama Legends of the Week, Tommy Wilcox will be on campus coming up on Saturday for the Alabama against Mercer game. And Tommy, Roll Tide, how's everything going?
Roll Tide, everything's going very good, man. Alabama won in the first week and did it pretty impressively.
Yeah, any early impressions of the Crimson Tide? I mean, from the opening drive, it was a really impressive game against Miami.
They really look good. And, you know, a lot of times the first game of the year, the offenses really don't – they're not caught up yet with the defenses. But the offense, I mean, from the get-go, got after it. And as you look around the league, I think our offense is about as good or better than any of the ones we've seen in week one.
Certainly was. And now you get to come back to campus as one of our honorary captains for this Saturday. Just when you have moments like this, when you get to come back and be recognized by Alabama and celebrated by Tide fans, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot because the Alabama fans and the university and all the people that give so much back to the university and the football team is amazing. I mean, you can go anywhere in the country and find Alabama, you know, fans. And I remember I was hunting in Kansas one time and some car came on the side of me along this interstate stretch where there was nothing. It was just going through the middle of nowhere. And they held up a sign as they passed my truck, Roll Tide. It was amazing. I mean, I'm like, where did that come from, you know? And it's just a school, a university, that it don't matter if you go to a different country or if you're in the backwoods of Arkansas, there's going to be Alabama fans, and I'm so glad that I made the decision to come to the University of Alabama, and I call it still home.
Yeah, let's go back in time just a little bit, talking about your decision to come to Alabama, because you grew up in Louisiana, and you had a lot of opportunities elsewhere, but what made Alabama and playing for Coach Bryant the right choice for you?
I think it was Coach Bryant, and you know, and just, you know, back then people today don't realize, but back then there was only three channels, ABC, NBC, CBS. And there wasn't all these knockoffs, you know. So with there only being three networks, you know, get the chance to play on TV and all wasn't, everybody didn't get a chance to do that, but Alabama did. And I remember Coach Bryant, you know, saying that it would be hard and tough if you came to the university, but, you know, I think you made the right stuff and all this. And he said, I'm not going to promise you that you'll start. I'm not going to promise you this, or I'm not going to give you this, but this is what the university offers. And one of those things was a chance to play for a national championship and a SEC championship, and a chance to play on TV so that your friends and family back home would get a chance to watch you. And then, of course, he said a first-class education. And all those three things came true, and I think it was that. I think it was Coach Bryant, and I think that, you know, you don't ever know if you can play or not. I mean, you really don't. I mean, you might have did some good in high school, but now you're up here in the big leagues, and I never knew if I could play or not. And I remember Coach Bryant, you know, saying, I think you can play. I think you could do this, but it's all up to you. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go to Alabama because if I make it there, if I can play there, then deep down in my heart, I could play anywhere. And it was a challenge to, that he gave me. And, even though I didn't know if I could play, I wanted to make that challenge. And, luckily, I did, and everything worked out pretty good.
Yeah, how did he help you when times got tough, especially early in your career? What kind of motivating factor was he for you to just stick with it through those tough times?
Well, you know, when I first came up to Alabama, I mean, you're a little small fish in a big fish bowl. We had a lot of great players at Alabama. I mean, a lot of great. And then we were all redshirted, except I think maybe two or three guys. And so then that whole year you're on the scout team, just getting the heck beat out of you. I actually ran the offensive scout team against that great defense with Krause and Wingo and Lyons and Junior and all those guys, man. And for the whole year, and we just got pummeled, man. And you never got a chance to travel with the team. You never got a chance to do anything. You know, you weren't on the sidelines. You're up in the stands. And it was tough, man. It was really tough to see other people go to different colleges and play, and hear you were doing that. And I had just kind of a change of whether I was going to come back or not. And, Coach Bryant came down and got me, and he flew down, and I met him, and we talked about it, and then I wound up coming back. But I remember some of the coaches saying, man, I don't know what he sees in you, and man, you better make it right on this second. You're not going to get another chance and all that. And I always kept that in the back of my mind that this is it. You know, you got a chance to either make it or go back home. And, you know, he gave me that second opportunity, and I made the most of it. And still to this day, I think back where Tommy Wilcox would have been had Coach Bryant not flew down in a school plane to get me. That was pretty special, and I never wanted to let him down again. I never, I always, whether it was off season or in season or during game time, I wanted to do my very best to make him proud of me. And that's what I tried to do.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, you and the Crimson Tide certainly did that in the Iron Bowl when Coach Bryan got his 315th win. How meaningful was that game to you to be a part of that legendary historic win when we became the college football all-time wins leader?
That was probably the biggest game besides, you know, a couple national championship games. The Arkansas one comes to mind, getting to play that in Louisiana. Back in my hometown, that was pretty special. But the 315 game was it. I mean, there was people, there was reporters from all over the world that was at that game. Every major network talked about it and interviewed Coach Bryant. There was a lot on all of our shoulders, and Coach Bryant tried to take the most of it, but you still knew deep down. I mean, this was a chance to – I mean, there's so many Alabama football players that played before us that made this thing possible. It wasn't just us. It was all the other players, all the other teams that Coach Bryant had that – put us in the position to be able to, you know, get him over the hump there. And we didn't want to let him down on that game. And we were successful. And then to have the President of the United States call him, you know, in the locker room and you were there. You know, we've seen that happen to other teams. But for you personally to be in the locker room and to see that happen, a small boy from Harahan, Louisiana, that was pretty awesome.
No doubt. A lot of great moments for you, Tommy, as a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide, wearing that number 15. That was your uniform then. Now your uniform involves camouflage or some bright orange when you're hunting and fishing for Tommy Wilcox Outdoors. Just how's everything been going with the show as you've kind of built a second career with that?
Yeah, I've been blessed by God. It's been fortunate. I've been very fortunate to get to do what I love doing and to make a living out of it. There's been a lot of people, sponsors, the Alabama Credit Union one, but I mean, so many people have helped me to get there. And we try to hunt and fish with the greats of the FCC and other big name guys. And then also, we always try to three or four times a year to take kids or someone who has a death sentence with leukemia or cancer, whatever it might be, and to let them experience the one thing that they've always wanted to do. And I think God has blessed us for doing that. And a lot of people have helped me get there throughout the years. And I don't know what else to say. They say if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. And that's probably true.
That's outstanding. Well, Tommy, we can't wait to have you back on campus as one of our honorary captains and Alabama legends for this week, along with Thomas Boyd. What can you tell us about what it's like to share that honor with Thomas? Anything I should ask him when I interview him later in the week?
Thomas was a great player, man. The guy could, you know, when you talk about linebackers, and you used to hear people say this about Leroy Jordan, that, you know, he could go from sideline to sideline. Thomas Boyd was one of those. He was a heck of a player, and I'm looking forward to meeting him because I want to know what he's doing. I haven't seen a headset in a while. It's been probably 20 years. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. So I just hope all's good with him. And thank y'all and the University of Alabama for not forgetting about us.
Never will forget. Tommy Wilcox, just thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend in Tuscaloosa and Roll Tide. We appreciate your time.
All righty. Thank you.